We are here with Dr. Joey Bernhardt talking about some of her new research on phytoplankton and specifically talking about one of the theories she uses to aid in her research and in drawing conclusions. So, can you explain what is the metabolic theory of ecology in simple terms?
Yes. So, the metabolic theory of ecology is one of these theories that we think of as unifying, okay, meaning that it should apply across many, many scales in biology. It should help us understand patterns and processes operating within cells, within whole organisms, and all the way up to entire ecosystems. And the premise of the metabolic theory of ecology, and really the promise of the metabolic theory of ecology, is that there are these constraints, that is, limits, or basically inescapable effects of temperature on processes operating within cells, so basic metabolism, that should give rise to predictable patterns at higher levels of biological organization. So what's happening in cells has these direct consequences for entire populations, for communities, and ecosystems. And so in this way, when the metabolic theory of ecology was first developed, it was kind of seen as this very exciting new perspective that could really tie together very disparate fields of ecology and provide sort of new predictions and a lot of explanatory power. So that's the in general what the metabolic theory of ecology is.
Okay. And when was it created? Like, how long ago was this theory created?
So ideas of metabolism and how temperature and body size affect metabolism have been studied in the field of ecology basically since the field of ecology began. Okay. People have been studying these processes for a long time. But the metabolic theory of ecology, like MTE, capital mm-hmm. letters MTE, was first developed in the early 2000s. Okay. And it was at that point that Jim Brown, who's one of the original thinkers in this field, and several of his colleagues developed this theory and published a paper that kind of like set the framework that then kind of launched a whole bunch of different research directions since then.
Okay. And then how does the MTE give you background information to aid in your research specifically?
Well, in my research specifically, basically, I view almost everything in terms of temperature and metabolism ever since I learned about this theory.
Okay.
And so it's hard for me to approach a particular problem without thinking about the effects of temperature.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that literally, just like everything has metabolism, everything, every living thing, and everything actually also has a temperature. It's a characteristic of everything. You can't not have a temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, it's pretty fundamental to my research, and it's inspired my research over the course of my PhD and beyond.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Bernhardt, for sitting down and discussing one of the theories that inspired your research and what it really means.